Power FM Breakfast with Nix.
Power FM, it is Breakfast with Nix morning, everybody. Hope you're having a fabulous Wednesday morning as we broadcast live from another kitchen. It is for Live in Your Kitchen. We're broadcasting right around the Hunter Valley for finalists, getting to know them. And one lucky finalist will pick up a $10,000 kitchen renovations. This morning, we're hanging out at Pam and Tommy's house. I should say Tommy. Apparently, I tried to call you Tammy just before, but it is Tommy. Pam, morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Thanks for having us in your house.
No worries.
Mid-renovation. I see. Half of your house seems to be missing.
Yeah, in the middle of renovating, as you know.
You certainly are, and could do with a new kitchen as well. Look, tell me, what are the things that are most annoying you about your kitchen here?
Well, definitely, first of all, no bench space. It's tiny. We struggle to cook in here, so it would be really helpful to get more bench space.
Yeah, it is pretty small.
Sink occasionally leaks, so a bit broken.
Sink leaks?
Yeah, it's pretty dodgy.
Oh, that is very annoying.
The cupboards are underneath are pretty worn away now because of the leaking, so we've been trying to fix that up now already, and don't even have a dishwasher.
The old dishwasher.
Kind of overdoing the whole hand washing.
So, Tommy, how are you going with the dishes? You're doing pretty well there, mate?
Yeah, I think he avoids that. definitely. I think that's my job.
And what else is annoying you here? Your cooktop's pretty dated.
Cooktop, pretty outdated. Our oven is very temperamental. I think it's a bit broken. I don't know. Yeah, it kind of went pop when I put the grill on, so I don't even know how it's going. So
now, you guys have only been here for a few years, and is this your first place?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And you've got huge renovations going on, so how much would it help you out to have this $10,000 kitchen makeover?
Oh, it would help us so much. We've just renovated our bathroom, and that was a bit of a stab in the guts. Cost us a lot of money, so...
Nix this morning broadcasting live from Lauren's kitchen for Live in Your Kitchen, and we're currently in Lauren's kitchen. We have been outside. We're hanging out in Lauren's kitchen because Lauren, I like to do this thing that's called One Hot Minute in the Kitchen with Nix. Are you ready? Okay, we'll give it a go. Okay, so we need a timer. You've got your little kitchen timer here somewhere. It's that's very cute. You've got a gingerbread man.
He's gorgeous.
Very cute. All right, let's set it to a minute and let's answer some questions and find out what we can about you. Lauren, ready, steady, go. What's your favourite pantry item?
Cereal.
Ooh, what flavour?
Weet-Bix.
Ooh, good choice. Marmalade or jam?
Jam, absolutely.
Does anybody eat marmalade these days?
I don't think so.
Your favourite utensil? Now, you are a chef.
A knife.
Do you have a particular brand of knives or a knife you use all the time?
No, big ones.
I like the global ones. Have you ever used a slow cooker?
Yes.
What's your favourite slow cooker thing?
Apricot chicken.
Oh, sounds good. I'm coming over. Best party you've hosted? Because you told me you host a lot of parties.
Probably my 30th birthday party. It was an L party.
L party?
Yeah, we all dressed up for something beginning with L and had L food and everything was L.
Did you come as yourself?
Lady Gaga.
Oh, good one. Your favourite party food?
Fairy bread.
Oh, mine too. Cooking disaster. I don't think she's burnt down the kitchen yet.
Trying to cook dinner in my kitchen is a cooking disaster.
And that's why you've got the barbecue. That's it. Gingerbread Man says it's over. One hot minute in the kitchen with Nix Lauren. Thank you so much. The other two were Nutella. Do you eat it with a spoon or do you have it on toast?
I'm on toast. Cameron's on a spoon.
I love it on the spoon. It's One Hot Minute in the Kitchen as we broadcast live from Lauren's kitchen. Could be winning herself a $10,000 kitchen makeover on 98.1 Power FM. Broadcasting live this morning from Emma and Nick's house. They want a $10,000 kitchen makeover and they are finalists, so it could be them. Of course, voting opens towards the end of September once we've wrapped up all of our kitchens. We're about halfway through now, which is exciting. We're going to be catching up with Will from Hunter Kitchen King next to find out what his thoughts are on the colour scheme of this kitchen. But in the meantime, Emma, you got our attention because when you sent us photos of your, let's say, not so amazing kitchen, you wrote us a lovely little poem as well. And that really got us thinking about whether we could give you a poem challenge. So we asked you to pick out three names from a bowl of lucky names. You've got Jimmy Barnes, Miranda Kerr, and Pitbull.
Yeah.
You've written a poem.
It's not very good. It all rhymes. But
you're doing better than I am.
Okay.
All right. Drum roll.
Okay.
Go.
Let me just palm.
Okay, we've got to palm a child off because we've got too many kids.
Okay.
All right, Emma's wonderful poetry put to practice here with Pitbull, Miranda Kerr and Jimmy Barnes. If this is exceptional, I'm going to send it to them.
Oh, God, okay. I have to write a poem. I need to say Miranda Kerr. Piece of cake to include her. She's gorgeous. Duh. Jimmy Barnes is a rock legend singing songs everyone knows. Once a member of Cold Chisel, but on his own he kind of blows. Pitbull's a tough one. I don't really care. Does he have any good songs besides his new one? Yeah.
Oh, that is awesome.
There you go.
That is brilliant. That is much better than I could ever do in poetry. At least you can make them all rhyme. Well, I think you absolutely smashed the poetry competition challenge. So there you go. Congratulations from me. You don't really win anything. Maybe you'll get a kitchen, though.
Maybe.
People vote for you. All right, coming up next, we're going to catch up with Will from Hunter Kitchen King and find out what we can do to save this kitchen. It's Brekkie with Nicks on 98.1 Power FM.
Power FM Breakfast with Nicks.
And Shane is over here. You've actually been ignoring me all morning. You've been running away from me. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful, thanks.
Now, you have are you a ring-in, is that right?
Yep. I'm the favourite friend.
So how do you know, how did you meet Kerry?
We worked together in the pub years ago.
Right, so this is why I'm hearing stories of you being maybe the guest that drops in after the pub closes.
Yes, we always came back and had lots of feeds here.
Sounds like everybody comes here for a good feed.
Yep, all the time.
Now, somebody told me that you have a bit of a birthday cake story.
Yeah, Kez made my birthday cake and we couldn't find the beaters and they were actually inside the cake.
Oh, wow. That is a bit of a cooking fail. So hang on, Kerry, where did you misplace? How did that happen?
Well, it was a lot of people and it was a very big cake. So then I put the cake in this big tin and all of a sudden I couldn't find the beaters to do the icing. And the cake was cooked by then. So I thought, well, nothing I can do but ice this cake and this is going to be the fun of the party. And it was. She had to keep cutting the cake until we found the beaters.
Oh, that is hilarious. That is a really awkward cooking fail. Has she ever done that to your birthday cake, mate?
Not to my knowledge, no.
awkward cooking fails. We are live from Kerry's Kitchen. She is one of our finalists. She's in with the chance to win a $10,000 kitchen makeup. I can't get over that now. I don't know what. I'm never eating cake at your place, Kerry. No. Just know what to look out for. 98.1 Power FM. It is Brekkie with Nicks this morning, live from Lee and Simon's house in Muswellbrook, live on your kitchen. Could pick themselves up a $10,000 kitchen makeover and joined by their very special son, Cooper. Good morning, Cooper. You're almost ready to go to preschool now.
Yep.
Nice into the microphone for me.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going to happen at preschool today?
We will do some craft.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do? Paint?
I thought we could make a picture of a dinosaur.
Wow. Can you draw a dinosaur?
Or we could make a real, really, really big one outside from out of paper and paper boxes.
That sounds a bit talented. Are you going to make a super big dinosaur?
Yeah, and we can use egg holders for the dinosaur's teeth.
Wow, you've thought this. Are you going to take it for a drive in your car once you built it?
Yeah.
Right around Muswellbrook?
Yeah.
What are you going to name the dinosaur?
Micah. Max.
What? Do you have a favourite nursery rhyme?
Yeah.
What is it?
Ba ba black sheep.
Can you sing it for me? Because I don't know how it goes.
Ba ba black sheep. Have you anywhere? Yes, sir. Three bags full. One for the master, one for the dame, and one for the little boy who lives down the lane.
Woohoo! Cooper, you're the best nursery rhyme singer ever. High five, buddy. You're off to preschool. Have a great day. It's Brekkie with Nicks.